Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be talking about the last week of the show. If you'd like to call in and converse with us, call us at 914-338-1239, and you can call in using Skype also. Join us daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can follow us on Facebook as Diva Days, and you can follow us on Twitter at Diva of Dual, and you can find links to all those on our show page here. And we have Marianne here tonight.
Hello.
Hi, and we have our friend that we lovingly refer to as Weeky Days, but she's like an encyclopedia on Days of Our Lives. And she's so cool, she goes by the alias of SJ, Save Jack and Jennifer. So, hi. Oh,
hey.
You were mentioning in the chat room about the mini promos. Now, I only saw the first one with John and Marlene. Could you describe the ones you saw this week?
Yeah, I actually watched my DVR episodes this week, at least fast-forwarded far enough through to the halfway point where I could see the promos. But the first one Monday was John and Marlena, and it was the reunion on the pier, which actually it wasn't John and Marlena, it was Roman and Marlena, but it was the reunion on the pier when Marlena came back. Tuesday was Jack and Jennifer. It was a little mini clip of their first wedding in 91. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday was another John and Marlena clip of their wedding in 99. Thursday was back to Jack and Jennifer. This one was kind of like a montage. Let's see, it had some of the wedding, some of the Rescue Me on the fire truck. Part of when Jack came down the chimney of Santa to propose to Jennifer. And then Friday was a Carrie and Austin little montage back when Patrick Muldoon was Austin.
Wow. I don't know. I caught the first one. I mean, I know I did watch Tuesday episodes. I have no idea how I missed the other three. I don't know. But, yeah. And you did put in our chat room, too, the Jack and Jennifer ones are on YouTube. So
yes.
That's cool.
I'm not sure about the other ones, but I know the Jack and Jennifer ones are on YouTube. And if you blink, you're going to miss them. It seems like they're putting them at the halfway mark when they usually do, when Tom usually comes on and says, please stay tuned for the second half of Days of Our Lives. They're not doing that. They're doing these little mini promos. And the Days 45 on Twitter said that they're not in any kind of order or anything, but they are leading up to something. So I'm not sure what they're leading up to with them showing wedding montages and stuff, but hey, it's something to look forward to. It's actually got my attention. I'm actually, you know, at least, like I said, fast forwarding to them.
Yeah, I think that's how I miss them too. I think I fast forward too much because I tape mine, and that's and I miss the one Jack and Jennifer one. But
well, yeah, if you're fast forwarding through the commercials, you're gonna miss them because they're they're just in between like a Chex Mix commercial and a Midol commercial. I mean, that's where they're gonna be.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's smart of them to do that because if you're not online or if you don't read the magazines, you don't know about the returns yet.
People would be wondering.
Yeah, and if you do know they're coming back and you're just not watching the show right now, and you know these little mini promos are on, you might watch the show just to watch the next mini promo.
I'm sure that's the strategy behind that, to get the people to start coming back now.
I think that's pretty smart.
I think it's good marketing, actually. I do.
Okay.
And Dave,
Go right ahead.
Day 45 online is really doing good things on Twitter, too. I mean, they're really communicating more so than they did before.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the different questions and like they're interacting with the fans. They want feedback, you know, what we think. Or they'll pose a question of the day or something and try to get feedback from us. So I've been kind of like following that a little bit.
Me too.
Do we have a return date yet for Matthew?
Well, nothing concrete, but that interview that was released, I forgot who released it last night, with Marlene and what's his name? Kitty Daddy? What's his name?
Kitty, yeah.
The other
Ray,
writer.
Ray Thomas?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daryl Thomas. Daryl Ray Thomas.
Excuse me. In that interview, she said that one of the returning characters is actually going to make his debut, and she did say his or he is going to debut on the special retrospective episode that they're going to have on the 23rd. So
mm-hmm.
thinking about it, by a he making his debut on the 23rd, I'm guessing it's probably, and you know, I don't know for sure, but I'm probably thinking it's going to be Mad as Jack. And Days 45 did tweet something, which I thought was going to be because the mini promos, but he did tweet that we would see Jack before September. So I don't know what he meant, but we'll see. It might not be Matt at all, but I assume because, you know, John and Marlena are coming back together as a couple. Carrie and Austin,
mm-hmm.
I guess, are coming back together as a couple, and Jack's the only one that's coming back alone. So I figure
right.
it's probably going to be Matt is going to make his debut on the 23rd. But don't know for sure. But if I do find out, I'll be sure to let everybody know.
yeah, please let us know. Oh, I was going to say, the Drake and Deidre have been doing a lot of interviews. And it's, you know, it's interesting.
A lot.
And Drake's, we're still working on Drake. We've been working on Drake for a year. So we're still trying. But so far, he has not done any call-in shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we still think it's probably going to happen. So we're just waiting for a yes or a no from Drake. What disturbed me about the one interview is he said immediately he's going to interact with Stefano and didn't said something about it's up to EJ whether or not he picks up the mantle. And it didn't sound right to me. It sounds to me, and there has been rumors for about a month now, a month or two now, that they're killing off Stefano. So
yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, And I just think that's a bad idea. I think, seriously, I think Joe Mascolo, Suzanne Rogers, Peggy McKay, and John Aniston basically should be on the show for the rest of their lives, unless they want to quit. That's just my impression.
I agree.
But, the mirror is whenever Stefano's not on the show or whenever Tony's not on the show, they don't work. I mean, they tried us before, trying to hand off the baton or whatever to EJ and Philip, and it didn't work because they're too young. No one's afraid of, you know, 30-something Philip. No one's afraid of 30-something EJ. You know, there's a lot of gravitas there when you're older. I mean, Stefano and Victor can still, Stefano in particular can still scare the shit out of you. And you just don't get that vibe from EJ.
I'm on the phone, sweetie.
My son just came home. You want to say hi?
Hi. To whoever you
hi.
Are.
Hi.
They were night swimming. You know, I locked myself in the room and it didn't work. It didn't work.
It never works.
It never works.
It never works for me.
Say hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi. Is that Dalton?
Okay, say goodbye.
Hi.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Dalton. Goodbye. Mommy's going to do her show, okay?
Wait, what show?
On the radio. Okay? Okay, bye-bye. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Okay, sorry. So to me it just doesn't work. And then you're left with, and I think Stefano does a good job of pulling EJ to the dark side. And I think without Stefano there to corrupt EJ, I think it might make EJ just a little boring. But you know, what was interesting about EJ a couple years ago was you had him in between Stefano and Tony. You had Tony kept trying to steer him to the right way, and then EJ was trying to Stefano was trying to pull him back. And I think without Stefano, you don't have the conflict. anymore. But I just, and man, I can't wait. If that really happens, Joe Muscolo is going to blow a fuse. I mean, I think he's going to be more pissed than Louise Sorrell that she got fired. But I'm really hoping it's not true. And you see, too, with Kate having a new storyline, Kate doing the business storyline, you know, you don't... You know, you could see Kate's kind of moving on with the storyline without Stefano. So, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Courtney looks at this, if they do cut off Stefano, it'd be, oh, it's such a victory for the Bradys and for John and Marlena. And I just don't, as a fan, I don't see it that way. I just seem like, oh, we just lost another fantastic character. So,
right.
But, anyway, that's the way I feel about the whole Stefano thing. What do you think, Marianne?
What about Stefano? Them getting rid of Stefano?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly. Well, I think that would be a dumb move. I mean, I just feel and get the feeling that they want to backburner all the Demiras, which I don't. It's just like they want to have this all romance and Bradys and Hortons, which is fine, but I still think you need villains and
mm-hmm.
conflict with villains, and I'm just wondering if they're going to keep that idea of John being a Brady. I mean, John being a Demira.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe
well,
he's going to fight. Is he going to fight Stefano and then get rid of the Demiras? And what's going to happen to EJ? I mean, without James Scott, I mean, he's their big draw. I don't know. I think that would be a wrong move on their part, but I don't know. They want these changes. I don't know. Do you think that they're trying to backburner the Demiras?
Renee Jones did just do an interview, and she basically still has a storyline coming up.
Okay.
So she's still just at the hospital and interfering and meddling and stuff. But
okay.
So,
but not like
know.
The Demira end of angle, you know, maybe more so with Abe or something. I don't know.
It looks like she still doesn't have anything to do with Abe. They're just a couple of basically have separate lives.
Well, with EJ running for mayor against Abe, that should give her something for her to be involved in, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true, but she didn't mention it in the storyline. She just said, oh, Lexi's at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot about
that
story.
With Carly being gone, they're going to be down to two miracle workers, so I guess she'll have to do more in the hospital.
Yeah.
That was a good question. You know, like I asked on Twitter earlier, are they forgetting that Brady is half Demira? He's half Demira and half Kiriakis.
Right.
So
are
they going to forget that he's Demira? Because, I mean, we all lived through the Colleen and Santo saga several years ago. And, you know, with John and all our... When he comes back, are they going to address that, or are they just going to put that into the history that is forgotten?
That's what I'm wondering, too. And I have a feeling, I think Drake did address that. He's going to be coming back. It's not going to be like the new John. He's going to be coming back to the old romantic John, the other John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
I read that.
He's
going to
yeah.
be the hero and the romantic
John. Either read that or, yeah, he's going to be more, the first, John. So if they do that, they might not address that he's the Demira. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and
you know.
He did say that his umbrella story is going to involve, I think it said, five couples indirectly. So
mm-hmm.
that could be interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of people are comparing it to possibly maybe being something like the Cruise of Deception or something along those, you know, not necessarily on a ship or something like that, but one of those type stories.
So there would be what, like John and Marlena, Bo and Hope, Jack and Jennifer, Carrie and Austin? Four, right?
Yeah, and Sammy and Rafe, they have to be involved.
Sammy and Rafe?
Yeah. I know.
Why doesn't he go onto the pier, Rafe and Daniel?
For real.
Please. Rafe, yeah.
And not the nice pier, the other pier with the crate and the net.
Yes. With a chunk of wood, with the spike hanging from it, yes.
Yeah, that's what drove me up there. Yeah, there was actually a factual error on the show on Friday when Stefano and Victor met on the pier. That's when because Victor actually was the one who spilled the beans to Stefano that Brady was the one who beat up EJ. And Stefano, he was pissed, and he said to Victor, you know, ironic you chose this location. This is where your grandson attacked my son. And he was wrong because that's where Philip attacked Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Brady attacked.
That was the pier. Yeah.
Brady attacked EJ on the nice pier, and that's what they call
it.
The nice pier.
Nobody's died
on
that pier yet?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Pier.
Yeah, no one's died on the nice pier. They've all died on the ugly old pier. Yeah, so they actually got that part wrong. But then I was actually because I've been waiting for weeks now, and they finally mentioned that Tony was killed by Victor's family. So I was waiting. It's like when we interviewed Tom Cassiello about a month ago, he said the writers are not allowed to bring up characters that aren't coming back because it gives false hope to the fans. So, and he's saying this kind of dumb. It's like during the holidays when something happens, you can't say, oh, you know, Melissa called or, you know, oh, Sarah called. You can't say that. Maybe they think it's different because Tony's dead. But, that's kind of interesting.
I keep wondering, is it just to emphasize that he's dead or, you know, or is there another meaning? I don't know.
Well, it had to have been addressed because this is the second time that someone
from
the family. Yeah, someone from Victor's family attacked someone from Stefano's family.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had to be addressed. I mean, it was kind of, it was just, you know, it was the pink elephant in the room. But so I'm glad they mentioned it. But I really don't think they're insinuating that Tony's coming back or anything's going on. I think that was just a storyline reference that they had to bring it up. So, anyway, I just thought that, you know, because I've been waiting. I mean, ever since EJ got beat up, I'm waiting, okay, you know, when's going to come up about Tony? And it finally did come up.
Right.
That was good. That was a good deal.
Well, they've been dropping Lucas's name, too, haven't they?
I haven't noticed that this week. Did you notice that?
Not this week?
Yeah.
Did they bring up Lucas?
I don't know about this
I don't
week,
think. Not this week, but he's been talked about because of Allie and stuff.
Yeah, I saw him.
I still look for him maybe to come back as one that could possibly come back again. I don't know.
Yeah, it just, with Lucas, it's so obvious they're just not going to break up safe. So,
yeah.
I kind of wonder he should come in, but he's a whore, and he could, you know, Jennifer's his sister and all that. And his, you know, he does have two children and the supposed Will gay storyline, which it looks like now maybe Will's not going to be gay. Because he tried to have sex in his grandmother's house this week. That was so gross. So,
when Carolyn came up to the bedroom. Yeah.
That was so awkward. Oh, my God. That was so awkward. But, you know, if you're going to lose your virginity, at least T rented a hotel room for Kenzie. I mean, at least Will could do that for Gabby instead of trying to have sex in his, you know, above the pub. That's just kind of wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm hoping Brian Tatella comes back, but, you know. It's just he hasn't really had a successful pairing other than Sammy. So I think that's one thing that kind of concerns me, you know. And Chloe's leaving, and his other ex is Nicole, and you know, I can't see them throwing those two back together. So,
no, I can't either.
Yeah, so I was just wondering where Lucas would kind of fit in. But,
Well, who is going to be in the triangle with Brady and is Sarah's character, is her name Madison?
Yeah.
Is that Sarah Brown or whatever her name is?
Yeah,
is that her name?
Brown.
The actress?
Yeah.
Or is she for EJ? Is it going to be somebody for EJ, or is it going to be the Nicole
she's
Brady?
She's for Brady. No, she's for Brady.
Yeah, she's going to be with Brady. Okay. Well, so, you know. Yeah, that's who she kind of belongs with, I think. That's cool. Who I like her with the best, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Although I liked her with EJ, too. But I'm going to find somebody for EJ. I don't know. I know the Jammies
like
want them to, her together, Sammy and EJ, but...
Doesn't it seem like they're going to have to create some more characters or bring somebody else in so everybody has, you know, someone when you think about it?
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel definitely needs another love interest, so...
Right. It does seem like there's too many, maybe too many men on the show, and not enough women. You know, like who's EJ going to be with, and who's Dan going to be with? Unless they're going to throw Dan with the 20-year-old girls again. Let's hope not.
Well, if Will, you know, ends up going on that path, I guess Gabby will need somebody. Maybe Daniel, you know.
Oh God, no. She's 18.
Well, how old is Delphi?
Oh, I think she might have been. Well, they kept aging her. She went from she was just like Melanie. She went from 18 to 21 in a couple months.
Right.
I think. Yeah, that
of
was.
Of course. With spoiler coming up, you know, with Maggie getting shot on yesterday's episode, and then the spoiler that she dies, but Miracle Dan brings her back to life. Well, that means that Victor better watch out because Dan's going to be making googly eyes at Maggie fairly soon.
Oh, yeah. It could happen.
It could happen. Yeah. He went from one end of the age bracket to the other one.
Yeah, well, this week started off with magic sex. And that was actually, really awesome on Monday. And they were just awkwardly standing there in her kitchen. And she's like, I'm asking you to stay for breakfast. I'm like, that was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I was very impressed by that whole scene. It was very well written, very well acted. Yeah, that was very good. I didn't see Tuesday. Did they have any morning after stuff, or that was just it?
Let me think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did she just come? Did it just show them back over at his place?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I think they kind of skipped over. Yeah. And he asked.
Oh yeah, she would. Yeah, because he was back at his place, I think. She was talking to him on the phone. She called him and told him that he left his cufflinks there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she went back to the mansion to give him his cufflinks, and that's when he had to cancel. They had made plans over the phone or something for to dinner or something, and that's when he told her that he had to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she kind of figured something was up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of how they did that.
I got to say, I was very impressed with Victor and Brady, Victor and Stefan both still have very incompetent henchmen, but they're getting better looking, so that's an upgrade. I mean, Marco was looking pretty good this week, I have to say. And I can't remember the name of the other guy. His name was the end of an A, I thought, but Victor's guy. Yeah,
Dimitri.
He was looking pretty good.
Oh, Dimitri.
Dimitri was, yes.
See,
that's why I watched that episode, so I can answer that question.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Those Greeks, I don't know. Yeah.
But my question is, okay, Marco was there with Stefano, but why was Dimitri still at the house? Why didn't he go to protect Victor?
Yeah, good question.
I don't understand why they sent Victor out there by himself, and they go, we'll just join you later. I'm like, yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid. I don't know.
Yeah. That's dumb.
And Maggie got there before Dimitri did.
Yeah.
So if you missed Friday's episode, it was actually pretty good.
It was.
Yeah. It was an old-fashioned cliffhanger Friday. I actually did a blog about what Dave could do to improve the show, and one of them was Cliffhanger Friday. So we haven't had one in forever. And, Maggie and Victor had a dinner date. Victor canceled. She demanded to know why. He wouldn't tell her. He lied and said it wasn't dangerous. But I think he actually did think it wasn't dangerous. Not that dangerous.
He thought Stefano already knew. But yeah, he's kind of inadvertently told him.
Right. And yeah, and I think he thought that Stefano would be fine with being bought off by Vector, basically. So I guess he thought he was, you know, everything was okay. So they show up at the pier, and, you know, Stefano starts ripping on Vector, and then Vector was pulling out his offer out of his pocket, and I'm assuming Marco thought he was pulling out a gun, and Marco shot Maggie, who was running to protect Vector. So it was really good. It was actually a very good episode. And Stefano even looked, like, absolutely mortified about what happened when Maggie got shot. He looked mortified.
Especially in the previews for Monday's show. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe Marco's going to get arrested. I don't know. But, it was very good, very... it was very old school days. I thought it was a really good episode on Friday. So you guys missed Friday. That was a pretty good one.
Yes, I give it 2 thumbs up. Friday.
Yeah. That doesn't happen often, huh?
No.
Maybe.
I felt bad for Sonny because every time he went to talk to Vector, Victor's like, not now.
Yeah.
That was funny. And, Sonny... actually got a real job. Sonny told Justin Adrian he had an interview and he was waiting to hear back. I'm like, okay, is he working at the hospital? Is he working at the pub? You know, is he joining Chloe and he's going into prostitution? I mean, you know, what's going on?
No, that's Kinsey, right?
Yeah, that's Kinsey.
Yeah.
She's the new hooker now on the show. I'm like, okay, what's going on?
And did you get the idea that Kinsey's going to get beat up or killed?
Yeah.
By the one that, because they kind of set it up, the other girl got beat up. But I heard did I hear she's leaving? Is she leaving?
Yeah, she's leaving.
Yeah. So are they going to kill her off that way?
Well, there's a spoiler, I believe, for next week that I read where I believe it's a prostitute or something was beat up or hurt or attacked or something, and they make Bo and Hope stop investigating the case because she didn't see her attacker, which is lame. I mean, you know, if she was attacked, even if she didn't see her attacker, would you make the police stop investigating it? But that's a spoiler for next week, so I don't know if that leads into that. I don't know how long the actress playing Kinsey filmed. I never heard anything on that. I know most of the ones that were let go stopped filming either right before they started filming the new stuff or shortly thereafter. So I hadn't heard anything on her.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kinsey and Chloe, somebody tweeted on Twitter the other day that don't those two, they just said, now I know what who those two remind me of, the Bratz dolls.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of them two together. Yeah, they do. You do look like Bratz doll. Anyway, I just thought that was funny.
That was funny about that. I was going to go back to my Sonny. Sonny got a job at
Sonny
the DA's
job.
Office. So he actually got a real job, and I'm just glad it wasn't someone else getting thrown at the hospital. It's nice to have someone, a young character, actually having a professional job. I mean, we all have crappy jobs as, you know, teens and stuff like that. I'm not sure how old Sonny's supposed to be, but I'm assuming maybe he's probably 22. Because they were talking about maybe Justin Adrian talking about him maybe going to law school. So it's nice. And I thought that was a brilliant storyline to have him work in the DA's office and he can keep an eye out on what's going on, you know, and be kind of a mole for the Kyriakos family. That's a nice setup right there. Then my imagination kind of took off, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be awesome if, say, someday Sonny takes over the Kyriakos Empire, and we could have our, like, first official gay mobster in soaps? We've never had a gay mobster on soaps. I mean, even with all those, you know, even with General Hospital and all their mobsters, they're all straight guys. With, you know, just like Steph. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, sorry, my phone completely disconnected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Marianne's going to have to call back in. I'm sorry, it didn't even give me a warning. Hey, Marianne,
Okay.
My phone got just got distracted.
Okay, I thought that was me.
Okay,
yeah,
me too.
Mine.
Because mine does drop calls sometimes, so I just thought it was not me.
Anyway, I thought it'd be a cute idea if they had Sunny be the VK Momster. Just breaking barriers all over the place.
There we go.
Yeah, we were talking about the Chloe Kinsey thing. Yeah, Kinsey, I don't know how T did it, but somehow he managed to rent the exact same hotel room as Quinn, who had Carly in his room. I mean, did they think we were going to notice? It was the same room. It was the same wallpaper and everything. So anyway, when Kinsey's opens the door, she sees this guy stuffing money down Chloe's bra, and she confronts Chloe, and within about 30 seconds, Chloe confesses. And Kinsey's totally cool with it, and she declares herself Chloe's chauffeur and personal assistant. And for some reason, Kinsey answered Chloe's cell phone and is arranging meetings with Johns. So that was different. Mm-hmm. So I just, I don't understand why they have to go there. I mean, this girl's 18. I mean.
Yeah.
And she's taking the money, and she's like, didn't her dad or something lose their job, and were they homeless? Was she the one, or was that my different story?
Yeah, that
story?
Her dad.
Was that her?
Yeah, her dad blew all the money, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Mimi Lockhart redo.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of like a Mimi Lockhart, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is she thinking of this way to make some money or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
I thought it was odd, though, that she would answer Chloe's phone like that and set up a meeting. It just, you really just don't grab someone else's cell phone and start answering.
No.
But,
That whole storyline, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I mean,
it's time for it to be over.
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about the whole Carly Quinn thing?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, why don't you go right ahead?
I didn't watch.
That's true.
I think they have some chemistry together. If she was
saying, yeah, I read that it's a shame that they're getting rid of Carly.
Yeah,
where the Quinn and Carly had some chemistry. But is it that Quinn is Quinn didn't know who Carly was? Quinn's mother hates Carly with a passion for 20 years now, and Quinn doesn't know what Carly looks like.
Yeah, but he knows now that it's the Carly. He knows because he found her ID.
He knows of Carly, but I don't think he never knew what she looked like.
What she looked like?
Yeah,
okay.
but he never saw his mother
now,
for years. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He was never in contact with his mother for years, I guess. Yeah.
The whole thing was so weird. Quinn finds Carly passed out in the alley, takes her to his hotel room, and then she insists on staying in his room so she can detox. It's like, he's a stranger, and don't you think that's kind of intruding just say, hey, I'm just going to hang out here for a while. I mean, that's just a little weird.
Yeah, this room is a lot nicer than my room.
Yeah, it is a beautiful room. Yeah, it's true. It is better than Carly's room. And Rex is asking who Quinn's father is. We don't know. All we know is he's an Aussie, apparently. But, actually, they have this good storyline. You could tell Quinn kind of has a soft spot for Carly. And he really didn't grow up with all the Carly hatred that Vivian had, because he really didn't grow up with Vivian. And they do have chemistry, and it would have been a great storyline. Because, Vivian would have went insane if Quinn would have fell for Carly.
That's true.
So that was a bit of a bummer. And since Carly called into the hospital, basically everybody stopped looking for her. So she called in to basically call off for a few days. And then she had, was that this week she had nightmares?
that people were yelling at her.
Yeah, was Lawrence back?
Yeah, Lawrence was back.
Lawrence
this
was back. He was back this week too.
Yeah, he was trying to lead her back to hell. So, you know, she didn't go to hell with him though. So, yeah. So there, we kind of forget about Carly for a bit. Yeah, back to that old prostitute. That prostitute thing happened this past week. This girl was stabbed by someone. She didn't see him. She thought she didn't see him. He stabbed her in the back when she wasn't looking. And Roman had Bo and Hope on the case. And then for some reason or other, he pulled them both back off and said really not to bother with it too much because they just didn't have the manpower to even investigate it anymore because the girl didn't see or anything. Mm-hmm. But and he ordered Bo and Hope not to continue investigating, and they both did anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And while that was going on, he ordered Rafe to do paperwork duty only because he's afraid that Rafe's going to go after EJ and Stefano. So Rafe defies Roman, and he joins Bo and Hope to try to find whoever stabbed the prostitute. So that all happened this past week. So I was tweeting about it, and I'm like, we finally got a nice, decent Bo and Hope storyline, and poof, they have to stick Rafe in the middle of it. And it's like, oh, come on, really?
And wasn't that nice for a while? We didn't have Sammy and Rafe for almost a whole week.
It was, yeah.
And they had it come on at the end of the week, and it was like, oh, really?
And they were fixing a toy train track. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, they were just so musty, gooey, go. It was just, oh, that's not Sammy. Like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't put, he sucks all the life out of that character. It's like, he sucks the life out of anybody he's in a scene with. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't see Rafe postponing sex to fix a train. That seemed kind of out of character.
The train, All of a sudden, he jumps off. Oh, wait a minute, I have to fix Johnny's train. Okay.
And the kid's not even there.
How romantic are you, Rafe?
Sammy, she finally gets custody of her kids, and she arranges sleepovers for all three of them not to be in the apartment at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, and Sydney was with Carolyn again. And the other two were at sleepovers.
Yeah. So they I just can't believe they wasted a whole episode on fixing a train. I mean, that was the most bizarre thing I've seen on Dates in a while.
That wasn't even needed. It was just kind of weird. Just kind of trying to push Sammy and Rafe down everybody. Look how great they are together. I don't see it.
Yeah, they were having sex at the end of the episode. I was like, okay, that's fine. But, I mean, we just suffered through the whole train thing just to get to that. It was just,
And did I hear right that Sammy's supposed to be pregnant again? She's supposed to have another baby? They might not know who it is.
She thinks it is. Yeah, I didn't see that coming 3 or 4 months ago, no.
Wouldn't she be pretty far along by now if it was the doppelganger? But she found out about him in May, and it's August.
Mm-hmm. And did you guys watch that link that they posted that was from some NBC station out in L.A.? They were on set, I think it was last Friday, and the scene that they were filming had Brady, Sammy, Kate, Nate Burkus, who's guest starring on that episode, and the new character Madison were in it at the Brady Pub. And
I did see that.
Sammy didn't have Allison looking like, I don't know how long they would make her if she was pregnant, but she didn't look like she was pregnant in that.
No. I think it's a false story. I don't think they're going to
She's
the daddy. I think she might be
this
late.
It's probably one of the, and I'm guessing, but maybe it's one that they rewrote and changed in a different direction.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Because it's not a good storyline because the doppelganger is dead.
Right.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
You
Well, and then the doppelganger storyline is one of the bad ones that they're hoping to make go away. So
Right. They
wouldn't want to carry that on into the new writing. I mean, that's just my opinion. But if I was them, I would want to leave that buried. I don't want to get rid of that fast.
Yeah, yeah. And just Sammy accidentally getting pregnant again. I mean, you know, that's kind of getting kind of old.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
You know,
she's got enough
kids. Yeah, and her and Rafe weren't trying to get pregnant. It'd be kind of bizarre that she wasn't using any birth control at all.
Right.
Because obviously she's fertile. So
yeah. That's true.
She had sex with issues with EJ twice, and you know, has two kids to show for it. So obviously she's fertile. And so I don't know. I'm hoping they totally drop that. And, too, with the whole storyline with her working with Madison, you know, I mean, when Madison hired a woman that was pregnant.
Right.
Even though, you know, that wouldn't make much sense. Why put her in a corporate storyline and have her pregnant at the same time?
Right, yeah, I can't talk. That just doesn't make sense if they were going there. So like I said, it's just my guess. I would figure that maybe if Dina was going in that direction, the new writers maybe just dropped it.
We have Anna's here. Hey, Miss Anna.
Hello. Hi.
It was about time.
Hi. I'm a little late to the party.
Yeah.
So I was just listening to what she was saying. It was pretty.
I was saying about the new writers. Did anybody see the clip of the writers? I don't know if Ashley saw that. But they were talking to both of the writers and about doing the rewrites. And they said from mid-August to like September 26th, when their actual shows will come on, that will be what they had to rewrite. And then that's going to lead up until their stuff starts on September 26th.
And didn't they say they wanted to tie up stuff quickly?
Right, yeah.
Who
so that's, yeah. Yeah, so
for
that's
real.
What they're doing. They're tying up
Thank
storylines,
goodness.
sending off characters, and setting up new characters, you know. So, yeah, and Friday will be a retrospective show.
The Friday before, okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good interview. I thought that was,
yeah.
You know.
I'll have to check that out.
I know where you can get it at, Anna. My Twitter feed. Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will do
Twitter.
That.
At Save Jack and Jen.
Yeah. I love that WikiDays discussion you were having.
Yeah,
you're definitely going to have to come up with something once Jack and Jen are saved.
Yeah, once they're saved, I'll come up with something different. It'll be Wiki Days or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
But you'll be glad to change that, though, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be. Of course, nobody will know me then if I change it.
Oh, we'll know you. or maybe you can say... So, you know, Save Jack and Jen, and or, you know, I don't know, something.
Okay.
Add on something, or love Jack and Jen. Or
there you go.
So, hey, you fought the good fight, and look where it got you. All right.
Yeah
it did. That's,
yay.
Yeah, it did work. Yeah, that was
somebody
great.
Listened somewhere.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Now we
yeah.
just have
Persistence?
To. Now we just have
no.
to deal with Jack. Danifer for a few more weeks, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw you liked my tweet about when Jennifer said, "I love you, Daniel." I said, what the heck? Did she get into Carly's drugs?
I love that. That was funny.
That's what I tweeted. I said, what the fuck? Did she get into Carly's drugs? And she said, I love Daniel.
Contact high
She's
from
like,
the shower.
Contact high.
Yeah.
I had a laugh when you said that. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. People in my world don't like to discuss that episode, by the way.
Why not?
Danifer makes people break out into hives. I mean, you know.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But
I was tweeting last week with Kate Mansi, who actually has won me over after some of the stuff she said. I think she must be maybe doing a little research on her parents' characters finally. She said that her and Matt have had scenes together, and they were very powerful scenes, some of the most powerful she's ever been in. So I told her I can't wait to see it. So,
awesome.
So hopefully we're in for some good stuff.
Yeah, I really like her. I think she's a pretty solid actress. And I'm really impressed with her. I think that was a good casting move. It was just hard because, I mean, the dialogue early on was, Jack is bad, you know, Daddy's bad,
right.
You know, and that's hard because the writers are writing that, it's not her, you know.
No,
so that's hard because it's like you can't even, when you hear that kind of stuff, you can't even, like, really focus on the performances because you're too busy banging your head against the wall, you know. So, so do you have any idea, will his first air date be the 26th of September or... will he be appearing a little bit before that, or
In that Soap Opera Network interview that we were just talking about between Marlene and Ray, his name's Ray, right? Marlene said that one of the returning characters will make his first appearance on the retrospective episode on the 23rd.
Okay.
So we're I'm wondering if that's not going to be Matt because. Like I said, John and Marlena come back together. Carrie and Austin come back together. Jack's not coming back with anyone. It's just Jack.
Right.
So he's coming back to find out that his wife's divorced him, and he probably doesn't have any idea, and that she's now hooked up with the doctor that's been with everyone in town. So.
Exactly. Great. That's funny. Oh... I don't know. Well, I honestly really didn't watch very much of it this week, I have to say. I mean, or what I did start to watch, I kind of lost interest in. But did you guys, I guess you guys already talked about Maggie at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
I was
going to
ask you, what do you think is going on with Stefano? There's still rumors that Stefano's getting killed off, and Drake made a comment that he's going to be dealing a lot with Stefano initially, and whether or not EJ picks up Stefano's mantle.
Oh,
that's
interesting.
Yeah, he should have the interview.
Why would EJ have to pick up the mantle if Stefano's still around?
Oh, I hope Marlena doesn't stick him with another thing and send him in a coma for another several months.
Yeah.
Like years ago.
It's not sounding good for the Demirers is kind of what we're
I know.
Thinking.
I'm real worried. I mean, it doesn't take away, like, I'm super excited for Matt to come back and for some of the other returns, but I'm really bummed about the Demirers because I just haven't been hearing a whole lot about what their role in all this is going to be. Although I am glad that John is going to be interacting with the Demirers because maybe that means that they haven't forgotten the history that they spent a year creating back in 2007.
That's what we're wondering
because
he's coming back as the old John, not the new John, according to Drake.
I know, and I love the new John, darn it.
Right.
I was really hoping.
So we don't know. Are they going to kind of forget the whole Demira thing or not? Because they don't mention it at all with Brady, that him being in Demira.
That's true.
At all.
Oh, that's
they
true.
Haven't. Yeah, so I don't know.
Well,
curious.
I mean, I think that was one of the more fascinating aspects of John, was that he was this product of the Brady's and Demira's and just, you know, the angles of all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they would have been, I would have loved it for him to stick around before and for them to have explored that more. Because that would have been, with him being new John and being so sarcastic and everything, that was hilarious. I just hope they let him keep, like, I hope he doesn't have to go back to squints and everything. I hope he can, like, keep some of new John with him. Maybe he'll have a little bit of a sarcastic bent that he didn't have before or something like that. At least I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
His interview made it seem like he was just going back to the other John. Sorry.
Can we say save new John? How about that be your new, that could be your new, save new John, bring new John back.
Yeah, that's my next campaign. I'll work on that for you.
Thank you.
Hey,
See,
talking
I had,
about them. Go ahead.
No, I was just, I had this fantasy that he would, and I know that all the Marlena fans will hate me for this, but, oh well, whatever. But I had this fantasy that, you know, because when he came, you know, when he was like, he couldn't remember anything and everything, I kept thinking, I would so love for Kate to walk in the room and him to go, Kate! I'm just like in front of Marlena. That would have been hysterical to me, but anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
mm-hmm.
oh well. It didn't yeah. happen that way, so.
Well, talking about John Drake maybe reminded me of something. Did you see the tweet from Deidre last Sunday, I believe, where she asked all of her fans to stop using her picture as their avatar on Facebook and Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes, I saw that.
Just for the record, if anyone wants to use an avatar of mine, go right ahead. I don't mind.
I love it. Well, you know what's kind of ironic? Did everybody that went over to the to Daytime Royalty to read the interview, guess who the avatar was, the person who interviewed her and that posted the interview, guess what the avatar was of?
Of her?
Oh,
like
really?
80s Marlena. Yes.
Oh.
Like it was like early 80s Marlena, I think, anyway. It could have been later than that, but it looked like. Mm. So it was like kind of funny. I guess it's only people she wants or likes to have it. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that pretty much said it all. In my opinion, that pretty much said it all. I mean, even though I'm happy for the John and Marlena fans, I know there's a lot of them out there, I'm happy for them to get their couple back, but it just definitely did not sit well with me. Let's put it that way when I read that. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my opinion on it. That's my thought
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
I think I tweeted something like, you know, some people don't realize that having, you know, somebody using their likeness for an avatar is flattery. I said, those that don't understand that don't have to worry about me using their picture on my avatar, because only the people that I care, or something like the people that I care about are the ones I have on there. So I don't know. I was being sarcastic, of course, as usual, but.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know, but I mean, this show is, I mean, I've really been trying to stick with it, but I'll tell you, I mean, I love the Victor and Maggie stuff, that's good, and
mm-hmm.
when Stefano and Kate do have scenes, I enjoy them, but I'm frustrated with that because they hardly ever have any scenes anymore, and it's kind of like, we can't even get excited for it because they have such quick ones that, I mean, they make the most of it when they are on screen together, but it's just kind of depressing because all she's doing right now is chasing after Chloe again, and it's so ridiculous that it's kind of like, oh, please, you know, I feel bad for the, you know, the character and the actress, I think, for having to deal with that. I don't know. I feel bad for Nadia too, because poor thing, they've basically ruined her character. I mean, if she ever
yeah.
comes back, they're going to have to do a whole old Chloe, new Chloe thing or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bad.
Speaking of bad characters, Taylor has to win the biggest dumbass of the year award for this past week. I mean, Taylor, holy balls.
Taylor.
Oh, jeez. For the week?
Yeah.
How about the holy
dumbass of the year? I mean, she hits Brady with a vase. And he's so tall and she's so petite, she only hits him in the shoulder and she knocks him out.
And
for some reason, Victor
out.
Was not. Yeah, and Anna, you're wrong. Victor apparently wasn't too upset about it being broken. And then she
apparently
takes.
Not.
Yeah, and she takes his gun and gives it to EJ for some reason. When she knows that EJ. She knows that EJ probably wants to retaliate for Brady almost killing him. And then EJ hands his gun to Brady, and Taylor's like, oh, happy. See, he doesn't want to kill you. He gave the gun back. And I'm like, are you retarded? I mean, that makes no sense.
Yes, the answer is yes.
If you know somebody wants to kill somebody else, would you unarm the potential victim to give it to someone who's going to murder them?
You would have seen
in her mind,
writing.
That was a that was some sort of test. And I'm like, that could have been like mm-hmm. a deadly test. Hello? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So what if she was wrong? Then Brady's dead.
Exactly. Then Brady's screwed. Oh, my God, jeez. I know. That was,
Brady?
I'll tell you, it's just unbelievably bad. What can I say? I don't know. I honestly don't. You know, honestly, one of the things that I like the most right now, and I'm shocked that I do because I usually don't like so much like the writing of the younger set, and I wasn't real fond of the whole Will Might Be Gay storyline because I figured they'd screw it up. But I really like Sonny. I mean, I really think he's kind of, you know, he's kind of a cute kid, and he's, you know, I mean, he's come in as an actor. He's come in. And he's kind of taking command of the character, which I think is great. You know, I mean, it's you know, I don't want it to be the whole show or anything, but I have enjoyed those scenes, and I think he does a good job with his scenes with a, you know, with his TV mom and dad and with Victor and, you know, the other, and the kids and the younger kids. I mean, so anyway, I don't know, but
it's just not a lot to look forward to. Yeah, I was telling the girls I have high hopes that Sonny will be the first gay mobster on soaps.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yes.
I could see it now. I mean, and I really like Sonny. He's not a stereotype at all. You know, he's not fabulous and all that other crap.
He's
not following Lady Gaga on Twitter. Yeah, he's not, you know, he's not doing all that. And he got a real job. Like, you know,
is his plan to infiltrate the DA's office to, you know, what's up with that? That's interesting. He's going to be an advocate for the Kitiakis family when he's working for the other team. I mean the other side.
It looks like he's kind of what he's doing. I don't think he's really involved with all the Kitiakis stuff, but I think he's just going to tip off Victor, you know, once in a while. So, but, you know, I mean, why did D.A. Woods hire him? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, you think you would see a resume with Kyriakis on it and you'd immediately throw it in the garbage. I mean, you know, why is he going to hire Chad, you know, his almost son instead, you know what I mean? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Why would you put a Kyriakis in the D.A.'s office? But,
they had that scene with the dad, you know, the Chad and the dad scene, you know, that was, that was actually a really good scene, or the really good scenes. I really thought they did a good job on that. And it was nice to see David Leisure play, or is that how you pronounce his last name? Anyway, it was nice to see him playing, you know, he was playing like over the top obnoxious before and everything. And it was kind of like, it was nice to see him. I liked his new look. I liked that new look. That was
I liked the new look.
He was kind of even hot, a little bit hot, I guess I could say. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, in a professionally
completely different
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made him look completely different.
Yeah. And I like Chaz. By the way, since we're talking, you know, superficial stuff, not, you know, but I like Chaz's new hair too. I like his hair a lot better right now than when he first became a Demira. But just thought I'd throw that out. But yeah, I mean, I love those scenes, that dynamic of, you know, the history those two characters had, even though most of it was off screen. And I felt like both actors really did a good job in that in those scenes. And, you know, and that was really kind of that was definitely a turning point for him, Chad. He was definitely making a choice there to be a Demira, even with all that means. And I just hope that they don't just dump the whole Demira family. You know, I hope they don't backburner the whole family this fall because, you know, there's still so many fun dynamics to go through with all of them. And, of course, we'd love to have certain Demiras come back. But if they're not even having the ones that are, you know, if the ones that are already there are backburnered, I mean, what are the chances, you know? So, I don't know. I'm just kind of bummed about that.
But there has to be villains. I mean, everything can't be lovey-dovey. And I know that they're talking more about family and you know, conflict generated between the couples, blah, blah. But you've got to have villains to spice it up. I mean,
exactly.
Right.
Plus,
you don't want it to get too boring.
I mean, they are hot. I mean, you know, you might as well say it. I mean, the villains are hot. I mean, let's just say it. So, you need to have that. You have to have that dynamic. You're right. So, let's hope. Maybe it's just that they haven't been in the spoilers that much. Maybe it doesn't mean they'll be backburnered. It's just maybe they don't have, like, they won't maybe have, like, the main storyline for a while. But, I mean, what's sad is the ones that they have had, even though they've had a lot of airtime, have sucked this last year. So, it's kind of like, I don't know.
I think they might be at a crossroads with EJ, and they don't – a crossroads, not a crossword, duh. they're at a crossroads with EJ, and maybe they don't know what to do with him. I think
that's true.
But they better find out, because...
Yeah, I know what to do with him. Towel. Mm-hmm. A towel, people. Just a towel. That's very simple.
Yeah,
a towel would be fine. I mean, a towel with my hair. A hot girl, you know, whatever. I mean, it's not that complicated. We're not that complicated as an audience. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time you saw EJ in a towel? That's what I'm saying. Maybe 2006? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It works then.
Guys going to race, please.
I know.
Yeah.
And he and Kate, I thought he and Kate were hot together. I was like, you know,
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and I don't know. I mean, wasn't there something about Stefano getting sick or something coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
I thought I heard something about that.
Yeah,
Stefano EJ doesn't help him. That's what I read.
Stefano EJ doesn't help. I'll bet Kate, I hope Kate smacks him around and, like, so he's mad at him for not helping her. But I mean, so that could be some. There could be some good scenes for him and Kate. Then that would be nice because it really, it's like I love the scenes between her and Nicole where it was really, you know, I mean, if you didn't already get it that she loves Stefano, it was really neat to see like Nicole realize, whoa, she really has it bad for this guy, and they're so cute together. I mean, even Lauren and Joe. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the picture that she tweeted from a costume party a couple weeks ago, but. She and Joe were standing next to each other. It was so cute. I mean, they were both in their costumes and everything. They're just really cute together. And, I mean, I just feel like we're not getting enough screen time or anything right now. And so it's kind of hard to maintain a fan base for them, you know, for that pairing when it's like we get to see them maybe once a week for a couple of scenes maybe. And so.
Yeah, they're just crossing paths, you know.
Yeah.
They're never.
Yeah. I mean, they're not even together when they should be together. I mean, that's the thing. Like, sometimes they don't even, like they should be together, and they're not even in the same scene. So, I don't know. That's very annoying. But maybe we'll just go through, you know, how there are cycles in a soap, and, you know, they go through different cycles, different story arcs, and maybe, you know, when they're introducing these new characters and these returning characters, maybe that's going to be the focus for a while, and let's just hope they don't forget about the Demiras. So.
Yeah, it just, but Corday, he gets this attitude all the time that he feels that the Demiras are ruining the show and he backburns them, or he writes them off, or he kills them off.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ratings go down and he brings them back again.
And he brings them back. And the ratings go up
all
and
the
then
time.
And then he messes around and then sends them off. And it's just, if you look at the history, it happens all the time.
Mm hmm. No. But, you know, he never has that attitude with anybody else. I think they're down with the Demiras at this point. I think Stefano could be gone.
Well, they've written them so badly, too. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I love Kate. I love her character. But even having her chase Chloe around town, like, the woman doesn't have better things to do? I mean, come on. She would let that go by now, you know? It's like, fix her some brownies, get it over with, if you're really going to do it. I mean, come on.
She's even messing with Chad and Abby, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I kind of like them. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah, why is she, against Abby? I don't get that.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she like Abby?
Against Abby and
Jack and Jennifer. I don't know what she has against them, you know?
Yeah, and it would be kind of nice for them to, like, have Kate take her under her wing and maybe try to mold her into, I mean, you know, there could be that conflict of she genuinely likes Abby and, like, maybe Abby's resisting because she doesn't want to be sucked in, but Kate's not giving her a reason to hate her, you know, kind of thing, you know. I mean, that could be an interesting dynamic, you know, so I don't know. But, yeah, I think they don't know how to write conflict any other way, so they say, okay, we'll make the older generation the evil ones and we'll make them, like, try to split these two up, and then, you know, against all odds, they get together anyway, you know. I mean, they can write better than that. I mean, there are better ways to do that, I think, but, oh,
well. You answered your own question. You said they don't know how to write. That's what it is. They don't know how to write.
Well, let's just hope the new people do. I mean, at least we can tell they're more engaged than the other, you know. I mean, did anyone ever even once? I was kind of wondering if Chris Whitesoul even really existed. I mean, he was on the credits, but I never once heard anything from him. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, did he really, did he have even a voice when he was writing? I have no idea. But, I mean, and Dina at one point tried to reach out, and then she quickly stopped that because everybody was, you know, telling her how they really want the show to be run. But, you know, it's like, I mean, at least the new writers, they have some fresh energy, and they seem to really care. Even, like, the PR people seem to care about the fans, and I can see a real effort on their part to be, you know, tweeting and interacting mm-hmm. with people and everything. So, you know, I think they really are trying. Whether they'll succeed or whether they, you know, execute it well, I don't know. But, you know, they are trying. So give them credit for that.
I'm not sure who said this or where it came from. I forgot. But there was a quote from somebody that said that someone said that Days was safe, that NBC was happy with it, or Comcast was happy with it, or something, and that Days was safe for a while.
Safe?
Yeah, I'll have to find that. Didn't they do like some kind of press junket this week or something where a bunch of NBC shows have something? I know I saw something about The Office having previews of their show, and someone said something about that they were happy with Days of Our Lives and that it was going to be on for a while. Of course, that probably means that.
Yeah, they said they were happy with the ratings, which is funny since it's still in last place. But, that's what they said.
What's not to love about that?
Yeah. Well, that's progress because when everybody asked Jeff Zucker about what was going on with Days, they were like, oh, well, shows are dead. I mean,
exactly. Only saw what Brian Franz did with ABC when he thought soaps were dead. So, and yet now they're talking about somebody bringing them back and all, you know, putting them on the internet. And then now I just read recently that they're maybe on Wiki Days' Twitter feed that they're they may even be coming back to TV somehow or something. I don't know, but
yeah, KB Network or something.
Yeah. But, you're right, though, Carrie, because, I mean, like, Jeff was horrible for Days. And I think, you know, really I started seeing positive things as far as the support for the show when Comcast took over. So it's just that they still had sucky writing and sucky, sets and stuff. So hopefully they'll be making a few. I think they have a few new sets, so that'll be nice, but.
Yeah, they said that the Horton Square is going to be kind of like the new Salem Place. I'm not sure if it's, I don't think it's going to be outside, but it's going to be a set that has several different sets where the characters can walk through and interact and do shopping.
That's nice.
It's a whole new set. Mm-hmm.
Good. That must have been what Lauren ran into, because Lauren, I guess one of the first days they put it up, Lauren Kozlov ran right into a, like a plate glass window or something. That's not funny, not at all. But she was walking, I guess, full force into something because it was new, and they, you know, I guess they weren't really well marked or something. And it's like, boom, you know. So glad she was okay. But yeah, so that's encouraging. I hadn't heard that much detail about the Horton. Was it Horton Square? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think they're calling it the Horton Square, and that is the big event. Drake spilled that, or someone spilled that. The big event on the 26th. It's not a wedding. It's nothing like that. It is the dedication of the Horton Square that's named for Tom and Alice. So,
okay. That's
not
cool.
Daniel and Jennifer's wedding.
Thank goodness.
Maybe that was one of the rewrites. It might have been. At the rate they're going, it probably was.
Well, I remember when they first, wasn't it Hey Jude on Twitter that was like, yeah, there were 17 rewritten scripts or something. It's like, oops. You know,
she deleted her tweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, only 17? Come on, how about 30 or 40? Come on, let's go behind that. No, but anyway, so I'm just waiting for Taylor to get killed off and Daria to go with her and who else will we know? Well, so bad for Nadia, but it's kind of, in a way, she has some other opportunities right now, and she could always come back and come back a renewed, you know, non-hooker, you know, whatever. But I think for right now, they've totally ruined whatever was left of her character. So, you know, hopefully if she does ever come back, she can come back stronger and, you know, good character, come back stronger and, you know, not hooking anymore. But I don't know.
I read on Twitter earlier that she canceled on the Day's charity event in Boston in 2 weeks. She had to cancel it for her new movie. There are a lot of upset fans who were going to that event
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, she'd been talking about that event for months.
Yeah, but she had to cancel.
Yeah, but she's done that event every year for like 4 years. So it's not, you know. And
Yeah, she has. Right. She's pretty... She's very dedicated. She's done a lot of charity events.
She's very dedicated to that. So
and that's
that.
For her career, too. So, that, you know,
yeah,
if you're
really
a fan, you have to kind of understand
that.
That
would be hard. That would be hard if you bought a plane ticket and you already had reservations
and all that
for a hotel.
It is, because to some people, that's, you know
but
a lot of money.
Your chances of, I mean, you do take your chances with any of that because, I mean, they could always get, you know, what was it, one time a bunch of them were flying, maybe it was Boston last year where the weather was real bad and they got stuck somewhere, whatever, you know. So things can always happen, you know, but it is disappointing. But I think most people can understand, you know, if she's making a film or something, that, you know, she can't control that schedule, so.
Well, that's her job. Is she going to tell the people at the film, oh, I'm sorry, I can't work this day? And they'll say, okay, well, we'll just go get another actress.
Yeah, I mean, I can, you know, we all can empathize with the fans, but yeah, there's, it's totally understandable to you know, that she'd have to do that. So I also wish her the best and, you know, hopefully some good things. Sounds like they're doing that Dirty Soap thing. Is that like a reality show or something? Or
yeah.
I heard that a bunch of them were taping that. I don't know. I guess that's good. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I don't know. Anything else? I can't really think of too much to show.
Yeah.
There were some people in the chat room, like Sally and Rex, and that were saying, you know, earlier when we were talking about Kate and Abby and all that, they did make some good points because there was a lot of history with, you know, Kate having an affair with Jennifer's father and, you know, messing up her parents' marriage. And then, you know, I mean, there is a lot about in the whole, like Sally said, Kate stole the paper from Jack and gave it to Victor to get him to marry her and stuff. So, I mean, there's definitely some back and forth there. But, you know, so. I don't know, but she's got, you know, Abby has great hair. You got to give her that. I mean, come on. You know, at least give her a shot. I mean, I'm obsessed with the hair tonight. I don't know why. No, but... because that's about the only thing I can stand to watch, maybe. That's like, oh, so, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, we pretty much hit everything. It was a pretty decent week. Wednesday was kind of dull. The Kate and Chad scene was kind of weird. And Chad kind of just told her off. And
where he was like, I know you were setting me up. You were setting me up. That was kind of weird.
But
I'm just wondering
what
he did with that wad of cash that Stefano gave him in Friday's episode. He didn't go to the rendezvous that Stefano was setting up for him. I wonder what he did with that wad of cash that he gave him.
That's true. I missed most of Fridays. I'll have to watch it later because I had it on, but something came up, and so I wasn't really watching it. So, in fact, I heard somebody was joking. I don't know if it was who it was, but on Twitter about Maggie's scene. Like, I mean, nothing against Suzanne or anything, but that, like, when she got shot, it wasn't like maybe the most well staged or something. Or
she just kind of fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so next week Victor's going to be, like, nursing her back to health, hopefully.
Those scenes are going to rock, though, with the, I think, you know, Victor crying over Maggie. I mean, I'm really looking forward to that.
Johnny is
totally going to kill it, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're wonderful together. They really are. So let's hope that you know. And then we have, hopefully we have, like, Stefano's illness to look forward to. I think it's not morbid, but well, hopefully we'll have some scenes with Kate and Stefano, because he'll be sick, and of course she'll be by his bedside in the hospital. You know, pretty sad when we have to wish for that, but, you know. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But, Let's see, that's all I got.
Yeah, and you know, and some stuff, the show's getting better, and you know, some things, I mean, really should stay on the back burner, like Chloe. I mean, it's just bad, and I'm really looking forward to Chloe and Carly, but that stuff just being wrapped up.
So,
if you guys didn't see Friday's episode, I would really recommend it. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I wanted to see it. So, okay, that's good. I saw a little bit of it, and it looks good, but definitely worth watching. It sounds like so. We'll check it out.
Okay. Well, I think we're done for the week.
All right.
Oh, another week.
Yeah.
Another week.
Another week closer to September.
September.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
They ought to play the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, September. That's the new thing. In fact, they should. You know what they should do? For the promo department should play commercials with that song. Like, you know, like have montages of the people coming back and stuff, and like have the Earth, Wind, and Fire song playing in September. That would be funny, I think, because I'm twisted that way. But of course, they'd have to pay royalties, and you know we know they can't afford that. So well, but
there you go. Why don't you write a song about September?
Okay, maybe I'll do that.
Poem.
Can
yeah,
I
poem.
Somehow make? Can I somehow make fun of Daniel in it? That's usually my forte.
Please,
I can somehow write a poem or a song that has some sort of Daniel Bassing in it.
You have to make fun of Daniel sexing Maggie back into health, you know, back into life.
There you go.
Oh no!
Daniel's gonna see her boobies. Oh dear!
Yeah.
Victor's gonna have to work. He's gonna have to really watch it because Daniel's gonna take over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, Daniel, why are you looking at her boobs? She was shot in the shin. No, oh. What? Huh? Huh? I'm pretty sure she needs a lymph node exam. Okay, Daniel, whatever. She needs some non-skid socks on, too. Daniel, she's paralyzed. I don't think she's going anywhere. No, but they really turned me on. I mean, they're just for safety precautions.
Yeah, AJ's lucky because Daniel was nowhere near him when AJ was in the hospital recently.
Maybe that's in the contract or something.
It might be. But seriously, it was just Melanie. I think, and probably Lexi. Melanie and Lexi. I don't think
Daniel
was near.
Yeah, I'm sure Lexi was around. She's hovering around somewhere, yeah. It's usually when Lexi's hovering around a patient, I'm like, no, I want him to live. Don't have her work on. Although I love Lexi, but I mean, you know, let's be honest, she usually kills people.
Lexi is so underused, and I think Renee Jones is just amazing.
She's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in her interview that she did this week, they mentioned, you know, Bad Lexi. And I thought she was fantastic. And she said she did miss Bad Lexi.
I'll bet she did.
Yeah, we all miss Lexi.
She's getting something going on with some guys, too, that, you know, she hasn't had that for a while, I don't think, on screen.
Yeah, she was.
She's still beautiful.
I think she
slept
really with Brandon. Good. Yeah, she slept with, she's beautiful. She slept with, and just ageless, in a natural way. You have to say that with soap actresses. In a natural way, she looks ageless, not like the other ones. But she had sex with Brandon and Tech. Tech. But I was talking about when she found out Stefano switched the babies. Did you see that one? Is that before that? With Zach, Lexi was adopting a baby from Marlo, and Stefano switched the babies with Bo and Hope's baby, because no one who Zach's father was, and Hope didn't know And somehow it turned out to be Beau's baby, even though, like, he didn't have sex with her at all during the entire time period.
Yeah.
It was, the father could have been, John was actually the only one we actually saw on screen that she had sex with. But Stefano was kind of hinting that he had sex with her, too. So, yeah, and somehow Beau
had sex with who?
Stefano
was
kind of hinting he could be the father of Hope's baby.
Wasn't she in Gina mode when that happened?
She was in Gina mode back then. She was Princess Gina back then.
So
she wasn't in her right mind when she slept with John. And John kind of wasn't either. That was the infamous submarine sex.
Yeah, I unfortunately
saw some of that online. Yeah, Hope kidnaps John on his honeymoon, I think, with Marlena, and they had subsex. And then I think it was coming up in magazines. Everybody's like, oh, they're going to do a Who's the Daddy with Hope. And they did write it in, but then Hope ended up being, like, pregnant for, like, a whole year. And then, but Stefano was insinuating he was the father, that he could be the father. And then Beau and Hope were estranged, so they weren't having sex, and Beau ended up being the father. And the same thing happened with Ciara. Hope only had sex with Patrick, but somehow Beau ended up being the father of Ciara.
Yeah.
It really was a repeat storyline.
Thank goodness, but,
yeah. Yeah, it really was, yeah. So, I don't even know what the hell my point was. What was my point?
Bad Lexi.
Bad Lexi, yes.
Yes,
Stefano switched the babies, so Lexi and Abe were raising Zach that they named Isaac.
Oh.
And Hope was raising, Beau and Hope are raising JT. They named him John Thomas. So, and then Lexi found out the babies were switched, and even though Hope was her best friend at the time, she didn't want Hope to know. She wanted to keep the kid. She wanted to keep Zach. And then Hope eventually found out, and Lexi ended up being the town pariah for a little bit. So, yeah. But that was good. I mean, she was really bad. I mean, it was really, really great. And then Tony came to town, and I remember there's this scene where Tony and Lexi are just laughing about how bad they are. they're the bad Demirs. It was 2002. So I think that's on YouTube. So, yeah. Lexi, when she's bad, she's really, really good. It was some really good stuff back then.
That'd be a good commercial. When Lexi's bad, she's really, really good.
Yeah. Well, even with EJ and Stefano, she doesn't get that upset with them. Like, she tells them off, but you can tell she just gets it out of her system, and then she's fine. Like, she wasn't that mad about the fake race. You know what I mean? And she kept encouraging Taylor to go after EJ, and she kind of knew that was probably a really bad idea. So, you know, I don't know. I think Lexi should have her own storyline and give her something good. So, we'll see.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Well, since I extended the show for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Am I rambling?
Are you yawning yet? Usually it's getting...
No, I actually am not.
Oh, subsex. Somebody wrote in the chat room. Shy one says subsex.
Yep.
And we're not talking about Subway sandwiches. No.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, that might have made it better. Alrighty.
All right.
Okay. I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room for hanging out with us.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, and thank Marianne and Anna and SJ for coming in and helping us out this week. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome anytime. You know, I'm always here anyway, so.
I love it. We love having you here, Wiki Dave.
Yeah, she was great. She reminded all of us that Brady's a Demira, which we forgot completely all about, and apparently so did Stefano. Stefano forgot it, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I totally forgot all about that.
Right.
Okay,
well,
everybody.
Have a good week, guys.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.